This morning's reading continues from the prophecy to the races of man, chapter 61. And the voice of the Holy Child of God continued speaking to the man, saying, As all races stemmed from a single race, as all languages came from one language, as all religions developed out of a single religion, God would unite the races of man into a single body for the common good. And it shall be of one body, and one mind, and one spirit within the light and the word of God. And from out of the races of man, God shall create a new race, and they shall be of one religion. God did send teachings into the world in times past to inspired prophets and holy teachers so that humankind might be partakers of the divine nature. And God's word did come to the Hebrews in olden time, not by the will of man, but by holy men and women moved by the word of God. And Jesus did fulfill the teaching to the Hebrews and the professing church for all nations of the ancient world. But false prophets and false teachers in the early church led the people away from the teachings of Jesus. And Christians were of the world, hating it not, and the love of the Father was withdrawn from them. But as a light shineth in a dark place with the coming of dawn and the rising of the day star, God sent the light of his word unto all the races of man through the Son of Righteousness for the sake of the apostate church and the old religions of man. God, through a manifestation in light, has sought to visit the world through the Son. And this Son is new, unlike any other before it, 8 times brighter and more glorious than all other suns. And by this appearance of God at the end of the world, look for a new earth and a new heaven, wherein dwelleth righteousness, so that all people, nations, and languages shall have a dialogue with God in light. The fathers of Jesus did eat manna given of God from heaven, but that manna did not give them eternal life. And Jesus did preach that God gave the true bread from heaven, and that the true bread of God was the light that God gave through which the world was created. Moses wrote, In the beginning God created the heaven and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said, Let there be light. And there was light. But the prophet spoke of the greater light of God to come, the Son of Righteousness, the form that God would take when he manifested in the world. God did assume this appearance during his first advent when Jesus proclaimed, This is the bread which comes down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. But the Jews and Gentiles misunderstood his words and crucified him, and the light of God's Son was withdrawn. Now, with the second advent of God's Son of Righteousness, that living bread, which is God's light and body, given unto the world to nourish and sustain man's immortal body of light, is offered once again to the world. If man is to live forever, he must eat of this light, which is a heavenly bread, for no earthly food can nourish his spirit. Did not Jesus say that except a man be born again, he cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven? And did not he say that except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven? And was not that water the allegorical term used for God's light streaming forth out of the eternal fountain burning in the sky, and with Spirit, God's wondrous nature contained within the living waters? That the words and teachings of Jesus were misinterpreted and misunderstood is due in large part to the limited minds of the times. And because of this, this teaching was lost to the world. But God has manifested again to humankind and all the races of the world, so man may be redeemed from the earth. Therefore, build a community from out of the races of man. The numbers thereof will be determined by those mature of mind and who will listen and heed the teaching. And the community shall gather together the races of man into a single body of Christ, which is the light of God, sent from heaven through the Son of Righteousness. As Noah found grace in the eyes of God, so shall the community be given a high estate like unto that of the angels of light. Therefore go forth teaching the races of man to join in community, and God shall endow those living in community with a very special grace, so they may be blessed of God's strong light and not be burned up. For God's light shall judge the world by the brightness thereof, and the community shall be as an ark to carry the faithful over the sea of light which is now flooding the world. And let all know that they shall be burned of this light. Therefore, proclaim to everyone everywhere that a new creation is coming. Build a great school of learning, which men and women of all races may attend, and there seek sanctuary with God as one with Him. And men and women of light shall reflect to God's Son and oppose darkness, for there is no darkness in God. Let people come to America, the new land brought out of all nations for God's sake. And they shall build together a new community of peoples who shall multiply on the face of God's new earth and inherit the new creation. For God's light will illuminate and nourish them, and they shall know God as man has never known him, even from the beginning. And they shall be called the holy people, the redeemed of God, those sought out in the last days. And the Spirit of God shall be their intercessor and their guardian. And we will now have the blessings.